no.
That's why I was checking.
You were totally hidden behind the chair over there.
All right, we are, we're recording.
I call this special meeting of Sylvania City Council on July 2nd, 2013, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Lukey, absent. Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Husson, absent. Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
And Mr. Hanam?
Here. Mrs. Husson and Mr. Lukey are excused. Five members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We'll start with our pledge of allegiance, and in Mrs. Husson's absence, I will lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I hope we don't have much. This is a special meeting as requested by the service director. Unless somebody has something pressing, we'll just go right past additions to the agenda. So we're into the meat of it. Mr. Aller, why don't you lead us through these two ordinances?
On April 24th, we received bids for the Monroe Construction and Waterline Replacement Project. We received two bids, one from Gleason Construction, the other from Gleason. Gleason Construction was low bid of $18,000. This was approximately a little more than $7,000. Bid we received on April 24th, that's waiting until now. Still, the Ohio Public Works Commission agreed this was processed and signed and proper request to proceed. That all occurred in 5 days with the civil grade field project, and we would recommend the board make this construction contract.
All right, you do have in your council packets ordinance number 51-2013. This is for our road, Monroe Street reconstruction and waterline replacement. Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 51-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Gleason Construction Company Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Monroe Street reconstruction and waterline replacement project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the project in the amount of $828,156.35, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 51-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 51-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 51-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 51-2013 is approved. Mr. Aller, there's another ordinance for testing services.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through the course of the project, we need to test the services attached to the scope base under the road, capital constraint for the curb, limited sidewalk replacement, and it also attached to the asphalt for the subbase and surface forces. About the border, it can test the firm that the city has been on several of these past projects.
I can report that Bowser Mourner's chief engineer lives in Sylvania, just north of Erie Street out there, and will drive over this daily. So I think this is inappropriate, and they are well-reviewed and well-respected testing agency. Mr. Brown, I look to you because this has utilities in it as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 52-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. accepting the proposal of Bowser Mourner for the construction testing services for the Monroe Street reconstruction and waterline replacement project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $11,385, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded in ordinance number 52-2013, be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 52-2013.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 52-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 52-2013 is approved. Mr. Aller, is there any additional business related to this project that you need today?
No, Mr. Mayor, I do appreciate the folks in the council discussion. This is I'm taking care of. Construction schedule is still planned. We're looking to jump back to July 22nd. And there's a 60-day construction.
That brings us to the end of the agenda. However, I would like to share some sad news with City Council. Long-time city forester and special events coordinator Art Lanzadel passed away last Friday. I talked to his daughter Wendy on Saturday morning. She is working on funeral plans. They could not tell me at that time whether the funeral would be Saturday, July 13th or Saturday, July 20th, depending on bringing family into town for the funeral. And I just assume that not be announced publicly, Natalie, until they put their obituary in the paper. Not that you were going to, but it's inappropriate until they went to announce. The council had a right to know. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, July 15th at 7:30 p.m. I also appreciate you coming in for this special meeting so this project could proceed. Thank you.
Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be.